Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Dave Schwartz. How you doing?
Hey, happy Monday morning to you.
Absolutely. All right, so what do you got? Do you want to talk gas tax today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's talk infrastructure, right? That's like the sexy buzzword that all these politicians and bureaucrats like to use, right? I mean, Biden is talking about this infrastructure package, right? Like $20 trillion. I don't know how much, you know, he wants to spend on infrastructure. Of course, when you break it down and you look at it, not much is actually going to fix the roads. But, you don't have to look very far, Tara, in our state, in the city of South Carolina, to see, you know, how the politicians, when they talk about infrastructure, when they talk about fixing our roads, when they make all these promises, how much of it actually comes true. And the NERV.org, it's a great watchdog group down in Columbia. They follow the gas tax money, because remember, in 2017, as we all recall, our state legislators told us that they promised, hey, just send us more of your money and we'll fix the roads and we'll fix the bridges. We promise, pinky swear. And so we're in the middle of this, tax hike, a 72% gas tax hike, and our vehicle registration, of course, went up. The cost more to buy a car, the sales tax on purchasing vehicles went up, and we're doing our license fees. That all went up too, and so it all adds up, and it goes down to Columbia. And Tara, they've collected now almost $2 billion extra on top of what they were already collecting from the pump. And that's just from the new gas tax hike, right, just from 2017 onward. And so the last monthly report we have, because every month they have to come out and tell us how they're spending the money, what goes in, what goes out. And then the last monthly report, I mean, it was hilariously fascinating, because SCDOT says they claim that they patched 679,300 potholes statewide last year. And 679,000 potholes. I don't know about you, Tara, but that sounds absurd to me. And you break it down, and I'm not a math major, but that's an average of fixing 1,860 potholes per day, which is just it's a lie. It's absurd. That is a blatant lie. They did not fix 680,000 potholes last year. On top of that, the cash balance, this surplus fund they got there at SCDOT grew to another $36 million last month. Now they're sitting on $788 million rotting away in their bank account. And all the while, they're talking about funneling even more of our gas tax dollars to more pet projects. I mean, just yesterday, Henry McMaster, the governor, announced he wants to funnel billions of dollars to build an unnecessary interstate on the coast, I-73, which has been a pipe dream of the lobbyists and the politicians for decades. But 2 years ago, that McMaster and the state legislators voted to funnel like $88 million of our tax money to build a brand new road for the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL Panthers up there in Rock Hill. So all that going on, our existing roads in the upstate, they're still crumbling. And that's, I think, what folks get angry about. And I know your listeners are always talking about this and angry about it. I mean, I saw it, at the town hall meeting, the legislative town hall meeting in Greenville at the convention center on Monday night. I mean, folks are still angry about their roads. I mean, you don't have to look very far. Reedville Road over in Spartanburg is still falling apart. Locust Hill Road up in Traveler's Rest is falling apart. Bridges Road down in Malden is falling apart. I mean, it's terrible, Tara. And so the solution from these politicians and these lobbyists is always more money. And ultimately, we have to hold the politicians accountable for this. You know, obviously, state and local roads are under the jurisdiction of your state legislators and the governor. Your state representative, your state senator, and the governor, that's who appoints and controls SCDOT. That's who approves SCDOT's budget every year. You know, SCDOT is just a middleman. So if you want your road fixed, you've got to go talk and put pressure on your state legislators and the governor, because that's who appoints and controls SCDOT. And we make it super easy for you. If you want to demand answers about when your road is going to get fixed, text the word pothole to 52886, P-O-T-H-O-L-E, pothole to the number 52886 on your cell phone, pothole to 52886, and that'll send a direct message to your state legislators and to the governor demanding answers about when your specific road is going to get fixed or your specific bridge, because I got to tell you, like I said, you don't have to look very far in the upstate, Tara. The roads are still crumbling. We're paying more at the pump. We're paying more to register vehicles. We're paying more to buy our vehicles, but the roads aren't getting fixed. These politicians have lied to us.
So what do we do to fix this? I mean, what can we do to change it?
Well, we've got to pressure legislators, right? I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, that's where the buck stops. It stops with your state legislator, state representative, your state senator, the governor, and demanding that the answers from them. You know, we've worked with folks up in TR who want their road fixed, Locust Hill Road, which is a—I mean, if you ever drive up from Greer to TR or the other way, vice versa, I mean, I think some of the counted how many—it was over 1,000 potholes on that road alone. So it's dangerous, right? And that's where the pressure needs to come in on your state legislators. And I tell folks all the time, DOT is just a middleman. Don't bother with them. They're bureaucrats. They're doing what they're told. They're doing what these politicians tell them to do. Go directly to the power source. If you want your road fixed, text the word pothole to the number 52886 on your cell phone, pothole to 52886, and that'll send a direct message to your state legislators demanding answers about when your specific road or bridge is going to get fixed. And what I'm worried about, Tara, and I've seen this, there was an article just the other day, in your old neck of the woods up near Charlotte in York County, where a bridge on I-77, Interstate 77, a piece of concrete fell down and almost, you know, that could kill somebody, right? That could kill somebody. So it's not just about, well, the politicians lied or they're not bothering with maintenance on our existing roads and all they want to do is fund these pet projects. Their negligence and steering money towards these pet projects that benefit a handful of their wealthy donors, what that does is it actually means that our lives are at stake. You know, somebody's going to get killed because these roads and bridges are in such decrepit condition. So what can you do? You've got to put pressure on your state politicians. You got to put pressure on your state representative, your state senator, and the governor, because that's who appoints and controls SCDOT. And you can do that. Just text the word pothole, P-O-T-H-O-L-E, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, pothole to 52886. And again, you're looking at the money is not a problem here. They got plenty of money. They got $750 million with a B just rotting away in their bank account. They're collecting plenty from us at the pump, too much, in fact. And so money is not a problem. It's a matter of priorities. And these politicians want to funnel it to their pet projects instead of fixing our existing roads, which is what they promised to do when they passed the gas tax hike originally.
Amen to that. This tax, like, you know, you have demonstrated many times. I mean, I'm not even convinced we even need it anymore. We've already surpassed the amount of money that they said we needed to fix all the problems. So I'm not even entirely clear why it's still there when I get
it's amazing. It's amazing. And look, like I said, they collected nearly $2 billion extra. And remember, Tara, when they raised the tax hike, right, when they passed that tax hike in 2017, when the legislature did that, they already had a tax in place. It's not like this was some brand new revelation that they were bringing to the table, like, oh, we've never had a funding source to fix our roads before. They were charging us 17 cents a gallon every time we went to the pump. The vehicle registration fees were already fairly high before they jacked them up back in 2017. We were paying, right, already paying a vehicle sales tax when we bought cars. So all that money was already going inside. They were already getting billions of dollars a year from us. And so a few years ago when they jacked the tax up, when they raised it by 72%, and by the way, we're going to be paying almost 30 cents a gallon now just from the state level. That's not even counting the feds, right? The feds get 18 cents a gallon. So before you know it, Tara, we're paying 50 cents a gallon straight to the government, right? Right off the top, every gallon that you put in your car, 50 cents is going to the government. And I have to ask, and I think everybody should ask of their state politicians and their federal politicians is, you know, where is that money going? You know, because it's not, obviously not going to fix existing roads like you promise. And so as you know, to turn it to the federal level here, you've got the president, you've got, you know, Nancy Pelosi, right? They're touting this – they're trying to roll out this trillion, multi-trillion dollar, you know, package. You know, first of all, a small, very small, tiny percent of it, even they're admitting a small, tiny percent of it is going to go to, quote, fix the roads. But, Tara, we've – you know, it's like Charlie Brown in the football. How many times do we have to hear the promises of fixing our roads before we stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, guys, the money's not going to fix the roads. Right, it is not going to fix the roads. We need to find out where it's going. But I can tell you, in the state of South Carolina, it's going to these pet projects, whether it's an unnecessary interstate on the coast, I-73 in Horry County, whether it's a brand new road off the interstate on Interstate 77 up in Rock Hill for you know, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, or whether it's a parkway down here in Charleston off I-526 that has bicycle lanes attached to it. It's all these pet projects. All this money is getting funneled to these pet projects. Meanwhile, again, Reedville Road in Spartanburg, Locust Hill Road in TR, Bridges Road in Malden, those roads go by the wayside. Those bridges never get fixed. So again, if you want to get your road fixed, you're going to have to put pressure on your state legislators, on the governor. That's who appoints and controls SCDOT. That's who controls the money, state, local, and federal, by the way, right? That the SCDOT controls that money. They determine how those roads get fixed, when they get fixed. So you've got to talk to your legislators. And if you drive over dangerous roads and bridges every day, text the word pothole, P-O-T-H-O-L-E, to the number 52886, pothole, to 52886 on your cell phone, and demand answers from your state politicians on when your road's going to get fixed.
Dave Schwartz with Fan of SC. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning and for all that you do.
Thanks, Tara. Talk to you next week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow, 2.6% inflation. Haven't seen that since 2012. I'm sure it's nothing, though. We don't really know, since the Federal Reserve, whose only job it is to track and stop inflation, has decided to stop forecasting inflation. Just as we spend another $2 trillion bucks and hit almost $30 trillion in debt. I'm sure those things are totally unrelated and completely coincidental. It's shaking my head. Oh, by the way, they say it'll get better. It has nothing to do with all this spending that we're doing, the massive amount of printing. There's nothing happening. No, don't worry about it. It's just COVID, you know, the economy's coming back. And so, you know, there was sort of a price depression and the prices are going up. But it's not inflation. But you're not forecasting inflation anymore. How do you know? Look, a squirrel. We never, remember, in this country, we never speak of the problems we actually have, only the fake ones we don't have. It'd be a fascinating psychological study if somebody undertook it. It's bizarre. Speaking of self-created problems we don't actually have, Oakland, an extremely violent California city, way more violent, after they decided, with much fanfare, to take the revolutionary but completely just step of cutting their police budget in half. Yes, it was widely praised. It's the right thing to do. Because what's good for criminals is what's good for all of us, or something. How'd that work out? Not so well. When did they do it? Back in November 2020. They're reversing it. That didn't even last a whole year. Yeah, they couldn't take the violence. What, you mean police officers have a use? They're useful? I mean, aside from just being, you know, racist white supremacists who are out to get black men for absolutely no reason. You mean they have a use? Yeah, apparently they do. They do have a use. This is from the local television station there in Oakland, KTVU. After cutting the police department's budget in half, which, by the way, Rashida Tlaib and the squad and some of the Democrats and MSNBC this morning are saying, we just get do away with incarceration, policing, all of it. Just got to go. It's got to go. How will that work out? Well, fortunately, we know, because we have Oakland. How'd it work? Homicides up 215%. Okay. It, even in Common Core math, when something goes up 100%, that means it doubles. Okay. So homicides are up 215% from 13 to 41. How about shootings? How are they doing there with the police budget cut in half? Not too good. 101% increase. How about carjackings? Everybody loves a good carjacking. Get your adrenaline going on the way to work. Get you primed for the whole day. You don't even need your coffee. Plus, the guy took your coffee along with your car. 149 carjackings compared to 57. That's 161% increase. Cut the police department in half. I don't know why they went with half. I mean, they just thought just 100%. Get rid of it. No more. Why have only half the racism? Why not have none? I mean, you do that, we could probably get like 400 or 500% increase in homicides that way. And pat ourselves on the back for being so understanding. How about they doing on robberies? How's that working out? Not so good. 340 robberies compared to 266. That's a 50% increase. By the way, the social justice warriors on the Oakland City Council voted unanimously to restore the funding. Unanimously. Why? Because of the misery. They don't want to live in misery. All right, coming up next, One of the ways the media lies to you, and there are so many, is that they steal your history in real time. They deny you context that you desperately need to understand what is going on. They don't want you to understand what is going on. They want to manipulate you using a version of what is going on that is a lie. What would it sound like if the media actually gave you context? Well, it'll sound like a lot like the next segment. Stick around.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And the media's on another propaganda run to convince you. If you're a black male in America, you ought to be terrified. The police are hunting for you. They're white supremacists. There's a reason they do that. I'll get to it in a minute. But what we provide here on the show is context. The media steals your history from you in real time by not providing it. They manipulate you for purely partisan purposes. In fact, did you see that director from CNN, that Project Veritas video? Flat out admits, yeah, what we do at CNN is propaganda. If you're one of my trolls, why are you still watching CNN? Seriously. Go watch it. Go watch the Project Veritas video. And the guy babbles on it. I would play it for you, but the quality's not good. And once we run it through our processors and put it back over the air, you're not going to be able to understand it. But basically what the CNN director, they get him on like candid camera, right? Admits is, yeah, we totally made up medical conditions for Trump. We just made him up. Yeah, his hand was shaking and we found medical experts who would tell you it was a problem. We totally made it up. And then we covered for Biden, he says. Yeah, we covered for him. We'd show him like the clip over and over of him jogging so he didn't look so old. We did that. Yeah, and then he says, yeah, and the guy even asked him, so, you know, it's basically what you're doing is propaganda. He says, oh yeah, we do propaganda. Our goal was to get Biden elected. Oh, and he even tells you, you know what the next new propaganda push is going to be? Climate emergency. He's like, yeah, we're going to wait till people get tired of COVID. And we'll just tee that up. I mean, but this is not real news. Do not send me a link to a CNN article and say, but, don't even send it. Don't even bother. It's junk. It's junk. It's absolutely useless. So what would it actually sound like if we were to report things with context? Let me ask you a question. Just ask you a question. We are told it's black people. They're gunned down by police because police are racist, white supremacist, right? And no other reason. You can tell by looking at them. That's how you know that's why they did it. We don't actually have any proof, but we never do need proof. We're the media. Have any white men been shot by police in the United States of America last year and last year? Anybody know? Has that happened? Well, no, it doesn't happen to white people. Only black people. Okay. Let's pull stats. Let's do it. Off the Washington Post database, where I like to go to put this in perspective. Let's go back to the last year for which there's data, 2020. How many white people were shot and killed by police? Anybody have any idea? Anybody got a clue? Of course you don't. The media would never tell you that. 457. 457 white people were shot and killed by police. Yeah. 2020. Did you hear about it? No. Can you name the name of one, give me one white male who was shot and killed by police? I'll wait. Can you do it? Off the top of your head. Boom. Can't do it, can you? Because none of them were covered. I mean, they were covered at the local level, but not the national level. What was the narrative? How many black people were shot and killed by police in 2020? We already know 457 white people, which we're told that never happens to white people except 457 times. How many black people were killed in 2020? Based on the television coverage, would you think it was more black people or fewer black people? Were there more blacks killed in 2020 by police, or were than whites, or were there fewer blacks killed than whites? What would you guess? Less. Fewer. There were 243 black people killed in 2020 by police. 243. Compared to 457 white people. So this does happen to white people. Yeah. 44% of those shot and killed by police last year were white. But there's a really weird thing about the people shot and killed by police last year, whether they're white or black. Yeah. Almost all of them had a weapon. A total of 1,021 people were shot and killed by police last year. How many were unarmed? Of the 1,021, how many? Anybody got an idea? 55. Wow, everybody else was armed? Yeah, these were armed struggles. Just 55 were unarmed. So we've now established more white people than black people get killed by the police, significantly more every year. And that most of the people who get killed are armed or they're resisting. Okay. Why don't you tell people that? That there's a great formula for not getting killed by the police. It's called don't resist. And don't be armed. When they tell you, drop the weapon, drop it. Drop it. Let's keep going. Let's listen to Bill Barr. This is back in 2020. He was our former attorney general. And he was talking about the extent of the supposed problem. It's so widespread. You would think that because they run it on a loop on your television as if this is everywhere. And it creates the impression it's everywhere. Man, and then you get the mamas out there and they're like, I can't let my son, he's black. I can't let him go out. Okay. As I play this next clip, keep in mind, there are 310 million people, probably, who live in the United States of America, give or take 40 or 50 million illegals. Keep in mind, 310 million. This is what Bill Barr said last year about how often unarmed black males are actually killed in America. He's using 2019 stats. Okay, here we go. Let me turn it off.
The narrative that that the police are on some epidemic of shooting unarmed black men is simply a false narrative. Very rare for an unarmed African American to be shot by a white police officer. There were 10 cases last year. Six of them, the suspect was attacking the police officer physically.
Dude, play that again. You mean this isn't an epidemic?
The narrative that that the police are on some epidemic of shooting unarmed black men is simply a false narrative. Very rare for an unarmed African American to be shot by a white police officer. There were 10 cases last year. Six of them, the suspect was attacking the police officer physically.
There were 10 cases of an unarmed black man being shot in 2019. In six cases, he was attacking the officer physically. Does that sound like an epidemic? Honest to God, I'm shocked it's not higher. Again, for context, there are at least 310 million of us. You have more to fear from the vaccine than you do from this. You just 2,200 people have been listed as dying after taking that. They won't talk to you about that, though. Nope, that's verboten. Can't talk about that, boy. Ooh, no, can't talk about that. So what are the stats for 2020? I just pulled them. It took me 5 minutes to break. Media could, but they don't want to. In fact, the Washington Post has them. This is from the Washington Post Police Fatal Shooting Database, and it is based on FBI statistics. You can go in and play with it. It's fun, actually. Let's talk about this epidemic, okay? Let's talk about this. How many unarmed black men were shot by police last year? What would you guess? Unarmed black men who are not fleeing. How many? You ready for this? This epidemic that's supposed to represent systemic racism that is driving racial hatred in this country. How many? Unarmed black men not fleeing. How many were shot by the racist police? Eight. We are not even in double digits. 8. Now, that's obviously terrible. We condemn that. But that's not an epidemic. Okay. Would you guess there were more unarmed white men shot by police last year or fewer unarmed white men shot by police last year than black men? What do you think? Media coverage, this never happens to white people. There were more. 13. 13 unarmed white men were shot dead by police last year. They weren't fleeing, compared to 8 black people. We're not even in double digits. Let me ask you a question. You know the names of many of the unarmed black men, George Floyd. Know the names of any of the white men? No, no you don't. No, you don't. Do you know the name? Would you recognize their face like you recognize George Floyd's face or Jacob Blake's face? Would you recognize their face? No. Because they weren't covered. Because all of this is one massive manipulation. One massive manipulation with one purpose, to keep the Democrats from bleeding any more black vote to the Republicans. That's it. That's why they tear the country apart. That's why our country is burning. You know what the George Floyd situation or George Floyd case and this newest case that just happened in Minneapolis again that they're rioting over, you know what they have in common? They're freak accidents. Freak accidents by officers that happened to be white. Again, the neck hold that you saw used on George Floyd was used by the Minneapolis PD 237 times in 5 years. They knocked out 44 people with it. They were using the unconscious version of it, which, yes, Derek Chauvin was trained to do. I can't. Would somebody please tell the jury this? I'm going to tear my hair out if they don't. 44 times they used it. Nothing happened. Nobody died. And on the 45th time, somebody died. That somebody happened to have 3 times the fatal limit of fentanyl in his system. And when that autopsy, when they got the toxicology report, and I've told you this, they charged him with homicide before it came back. They had a panic emergency meeting once they had the toxicology report, trying to figure out what to do with it. The city was burning. So they decided they would just hide it. They did. They hid it for months till August. $500 million damage would be done. And almost immediately after that toxicology report came out, word started to spread that George Floyd had legit had a drug overdose, pretty serious one. The media dropped him like a stone cold potato and went after Jacob Blake. He was useful now. You know his name too. Do you know the names of any of the 13 white men killed last year, unarmed, who weren't fleeing by police? Do you know any of their names? Would you recognize their faces? There were 13 of them. No, you wouldn't, because the media manipulates you. But you'd know a lot of the faces of the 8 black men killed who weren't fleeing. There is no more manipulated group of people on the planet right now than American black people. The media manipulates the heck out of them because they're scared to death. They began to flee the Democrat Party. That can't be allowed. But I wanted to note one more final irony today. Yeah, for about 2 months there, violent rioting, looting and shooting wasn't in style, but now it's back in style, and it's good. I want to play this timeless piece from Bill Barr, who was then our attorney general, defending, when defending federal buildings against attack was actually uncool. That's because Democrat hooligans were the ones attacking the buildings. And he was asking a question that's still relevant today, now that burning buildings down with people, living officers, ICE agents inside of them is cool again. And it's going on in Portland. And once again, the Democrats aren't condemning it because it's their goons in the streets doing it. Here's Bill Barr.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now?
It is now.
No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
Yeah, that was back when you were a Nazi thug if you wanted to protect the courthouse. But yeah, Trump was in office. So now Biden's in office and it's hip again. It's cool. Burn down whatever you want. Minneapolis, federal courthouse because you just don't like ice. It's all good. It's back in style, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.